May 3rd, 1924, in Omaha, Nebraska, of the United States of America. We didn't start in New York City, or Los Angeles, or Miami. We started where they needed us most. 14 boys who could not imagine what they were about to go on and build. 14 boys who decided no Jewish teen deserved the treatment they faced. AZA is founded on the principles of brotherhood and creating a chosen family.
In 1926, AZA becomes a multi-country organization with the founding of its first Canadian chapter in Calgary, Alberta. The Grand Order of the Aleph Tzaddik Aleph could only then be touted as the international fraternity it dreamed of becoming. Our progressive organization has now undergone one of its biggest changes to date.
1928, AZA Shabbat, now referred to as Global Shabbat, is the first simultaneous international program. From day one, our mission was connecting Jewish teens in a meaningful way. And for the first time ever, we saw that distance did not need to be a barrier to connectivity for Aleph, all striving to join others dedicated to Jewish life.
1931. Two Alephs and Oakland AZA create the song that will officially be known as Aleph Tzaddik Aleph's pep song. Up You Men is written and cemented into history. The lyrics still ring true today. Starting anew, face-to-face with destiny, hearts beating true for our friends and loves to be. They manage to capture everything that the Aleph Tzaddik Aleph is into one song.
It's 1936. Carmel chapter is formed in Sofia, Bulgaria, the first chapter to exist outside of North America, paving the way for the future of AZA. Chapters are soon installed in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and Tel Aviv. Our dream of creating a global organization has become more of a reality, with AZA membership ranking 10,000 brothers for the first time ever, just a couple years later with the creation of the first chapter in the United Kingdom. Not soon after, the Alephs of the UK cared for 50 children who were evacuated from their homes due to World War II. We see more and more Alephs who strive to be a Jew of good moral character and to be filled with a desire to be helpful.
1942, AZA turns its efforts to an all-out Help Win the War campaign, with scrap drives, bond sales, and hospitality to servicemen. William Suckle is the first Grand Alf Gadol to be re-elected, while international convention elections and motions are voted on by mail. The minimum age requirement to join is lowered to 14, and over $6 million worth of bonds are sold. AZA must always be at the center of activism, with Alephs all over showing loyalty to their homeland, to their principles and its ethics, to die for it if need be, but primarily to live for it.
April 22nd, 1944, the National Order of BBG meets in Chicago and officially establishes themselves as the counterpart to the Aleph Tzaddik Aleph and creates BBYO as an international organization. The foundation has now been laid for the BBYO we all know and love today.
In 1948, Dr. Max F. Baer founded the B'nai B'rith Youth Organization, the home of AZA and BBG. The decade following this unification was a period of tremendous growth for our movement.
In 1955, International Kalah is established at the B'nai B'rith Perelman Camp, alongside the first Leadership Training Institute. It is planned as part of International Convention, stressing Judaism and democratic leadership. Soon to follow, the Israel Summer Institute program is established, cementing summer programs at the core of what AZA has to offer.
1961, Nora Lenora, BBYO's first counterpart in Israel, is founded, and AZA BBYO is sought after to develop activities in European lands where Jewish life has been slow in recovering following the devastation of the Holocaust. BBYO's mission of bringing more Jewish teens more meaningful Jewish experiences has never been more important.
1963, AZA and BBYO issues a declaration that Jewish heritage demands Jews be at the forefront of the civil rights struggle and dramatically amplifies national activism on behalf of racial equality across the southern United States. BBYO also passes a resolution calling upon the Soviet government to permit American and international Jewish youth organizations to establish relations with the Jewish youth in Russia. We found that from the start of existence and until the end of time, Olives will fight for whatever causes they believe in.
In 1973, nearly 1,000 BBYO teens from Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Mexico, Panama, and Venezuela met for a Jewish Youth Congress. Seeing such a substantial BBYO presence in South America was an extremely gratifying result of dedicated AZA leadership. To give of myself and my substance for all worthy causes and, well, we, so many Olives, giving of ourselves and giving of themselves to the worthy cause of Latin American Jewry.
1974, AZA celebrates its golden anniversary, 50 years of service to the Jewish community. At the International B'nai B'rith Convention, AZA and BBG International board members become official voting members of the B'nai B'rith Youth Commission, and the International AZA Alumni Association is established. Capping off the celebration, the Chapter Leadership Training Conference, or CLTC, is established at B'nai B'rith Beaver Camp.
1980, AZA and BBYO begin smuggling Judaica behind the Iron Curtain to sustain Jewish life during the Cold War. The first office opens in continental Europe. Chapters begin in Austria, France, Germany, Holland, and Spain. And our fraternity continues to operate more and more like a global organization as time goes on.
1993. We've now seen the establishment of the Israel Leadership Summer Institute, ILSI, public programming in the former Soviet Union, and the position of Grand Olive Shaliach and Moreh. AZA is starting to expand and account for its growth and development over time. More and more Jewish teenage boys are joining AZA to lead clean lives, to think clean thoughts, and to do decent deeds.
1994, the international basketball tournament is revived, this time under a new name, AZAA. Sports and AZA, now called the Olive Zadok Olive Athletics AZAA, have always been vital to the building of the fraternity, bringing back the tradition of gathering Olives from all over to celebrate brotherhood while playing a game they love felt extremely natural. The reintroduction of the basketball tournament soon led to the revival of sports leagues around the order.
2002, BBYO transitions to independence from B'nai B'rith International to become a new and independent organization known as BBYO. It is no longer officially recognized as its full former name, B'nai B'rith Youth Organization. On the brink of extinction, without the rallying of thousands of Olives and BBGs, and the identification of capacity for growth by the Schusterman family, it would have been the end of AZA and BBYO as we knew it.
2005, J-Serve is founded, now providing teens with the opportunity to fulfill Jewish values of Gemilut Chasidim, acts of loving kindness, tzedakah, charity and righteousness, and Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. Each year, thousands of Jewish teens from around the world come together to make a difference. AZA BBYO was founded on the concept of service and action. So of course, we need to take part in this International Day of Jewish People completing service projects.
In 2006, AZA and BBYO delivered over 10,000 signatures to the White House in support of ending nuclear proliferation in Iran and participating in the My Two Cents for Change campaign, encouraging teen involvement in the upcoming presidential election. Yet again, showing the power and the voice that teens in BBYO have. All of this ultimately leading up to BBYO launching the Stand Up campaign, uniting all Jewish teens around the world and establishing grassroots service, advocacy, and philanthropic campaigns.
2010. At the International August Executives Conference, August Execs speak up for Israel's launch to increase Israel education, advocacy, and travel. And the International Service Fund, ISF, is voted on to redefine how we aid global Jewry. These two historic motions show the power of democracy, something that Olives have held near and dear to their hearts from day one. These two pieces of legislation cemented the fact that we have always prided ourselves as being by teens and for teens.
2015. AZA and BBG pass legislation that reaffirms that every Jewish teen is welcome in BBYO regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, race, ability, socioeconomic background, or any other character attribute. AZA was founded on the principle of being the home for those 14 boys who were told they did not belong because of who they were. And now we have doubled down.
2020. The COVID-19 pandemic strikes the world, but just as any other issue thrown our way, this did not stop BBYO. We went on to launch our first ever virtual platform, BBYO On Demand, and continued to gather as a global movement, even hosting our first ever virtual international convention in 2021.
2023, AZA and BBYO shows up in strong numbers to march for Israel in Washington, D.C., joining hundreds of thousands of other Jewish people, standing up for what we believe in, and still holding the principle of activism on which we were founded, close to our hearts. Knowing that all principles we uphold are exactly the same today as they were on that memorable third day in May in 1924 when our first unit was chartered in Omaha.
2024, AZA celebrates its 100th anniversary and BBYO hosts its centennial international convention with almost 4,000 teens and 7,000 total participants. 100 years later, here we are, still striving to be the first Aleph to ever wear his pin straight, founded on a handshake that has two hearts beating as one. From the first day, we have dedicated ourselves to honor, to truth, to virtue, and to justice. We were built on patriotism, conduct, charity, fraternity, filial love, purity, and Judaism in 1924, and we still represent that to this day. The Aleph Tzaddik Aleph lives forever.
I'll study call.